This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Our show is made possible in part by the Iron Mining Association of Minnesota. From paper clips to ships, Minnesota's iron mines help produce the things we use every day. More at taconite.org. Whenever we set up to do a show in a new town, we ask around, "Hey, people in the town, do you know any characters in this town?" Invariably, the people say, yeah, we've got a character. They're kind of different. And I say, sure, that sounds just about right. And they say, what do you want with that character? And I say, well, I'd like to put the biggest character you've got on live radio for a minute or two and see what happens. And that's how it came to be that Mike Hillman is on the stage tonight in Ely, Minnesota. Mike Hillman.
Thank you. This story goes back to December of 1914, and it's a true story. Two lumberjacks, Stony Slim and Dago Red, they made their way in from the Stony River logging camp. That's 20 miles up Highway 1 by sled, horse and sled in the wintertime. And Stony Slim and Dago Red were already famous. They were white watermen. They were river hogs. They were the guys that rode the big logs down the sluiceways in the rivers. So these guys, and Stony Slim, his major gift was that he had become an expert at blowing log jams. He was a good man with dynamite and blasting caps. He could place it just right, and the charge would go off and bang, log jam would be done, and the company could move the logs to Winton. Well, in an accident, he had blasting caps prematurely discharged, and it blew three fingers off his left hand and blinded him in his left eye, but he was still a good man to have around. So they sent him to town for Friday and Saturday night, and that was just about as good as it gets for a lumberjack to get into Ely on a Friday and Saturday night. You had a lot to choose from. You had 46 saloons and 6 churches. 4 bordellos in his Billy Sunday, the baseball playing evangelist player said about Ely, he says, "You got to remember the only difference between Ely and hell is that Ely's got a railroad track running to it." Well, these two fellas, they had such a good time on Friday night that they woke up in the bucket of blood snake pit. That's where you went after you had too much to drink. You didn't want anybody to freeze to death in the winter. You took care of your drunks back then. So they wake up just about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They go over to the Arcade Hotel, have a little lunch. And when they assess the situation, it looked pretty grim. They had just over a dollar and some change, and they had a whole night in town. Their choices were go to the Finnish Temperance Society, go home to the lumber camp, or figure out somebody to buy them drinks for that night. Stony Slim said to Dago Red, "I got just the thing that's going to work for us." Back of the James Lang Mortuary and Hardware Store, it's hard to bury people here in the wintertime. So in the course of the winter, they just stacked these guys up in the back shed in back of the mortuary, and they kept real well to spring come, and then they called it planting time. Everybody moved fast at planting time. Well, these two lumberjacks, they wait till just about dark, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's getting dark in Ely in December. And they go into this mortuary shed, and they pick themselves out a likely candidate, take him into the Dinsmore livery stable, get him near the forge so they could warm him up a little bit, get him a little pliable, bend his arm up so they could lean him up against the bar. And in those days, it was a rail. You didn't sit in the bar, so they bring his leg up so he could lean him up. And they bring him into the saloon, the Bucket of Blood saloon. And Big Fred Fredrickson is running the bar. And he comes up and he says, "What'll it be, boys?" And they say, "3 whiskeys and 3 schooners of beer. And you keep the change from this dollar." That was a considerable tip in 1914. Stony Slim says, "Our friend here, he's been jilted at the altar by his fiancée. And he's overcome with grief. You just keep the liquor coming, and by God, he'll settle up with you fair and square." Well, those two lumberjacks, they drank until they could darn near stumble their way up to the Dinsmore livery stable, and they left the dead man leaning up against the bar. Big Fred Fredrickson come up, and he says, "I'd like my money, $5.35, please." Dead man didn't say anything. Big Fred thought he was deaf. He raised his voice. He says, "If I got to ask a third time, you're going to be in trouble." reaches under the bar, pulls out a .38 police special, shoots the man dead right there in the bar. You couldn't do that in a law-abiding town like Ely in 1914, so they had an inquest. And the bartender was exonerated. It was innocent in reason of self-defense because three patrons of the saloon that night swore on a Bible that that man had pulled out a knife and attacked that dead man.
Mike Hellman.